This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't even want to answer this question. This is okay. So one of you have asked me if Donald Trump has any psychological issues, and does he suffer from mental illness, which is a very, you know, valid question. I mean, we've talked about mental illness in politicians, I guess, for maybe most of my career. So I'm a little upset that this is what the conversation is. I heard that there was a stabbing. Many of us did. That there was a stabbing in London. And originally they thought it might have been a terrorist attack. I believe police had arrested a 19-year-old Norwegian national of Somali origin, and they said there was no evidence of radicalization. But he attacked a bunch of people on Russell Square with knives, and he injured people from Britain, America, Israel, Australia. And the women who had died, I believe five were killed. I don't know, because it's not being covered. I mean, if it wasn't for me reading a British journal, and because when I prep for my show, I read a variety of different sources, I would not have known about that. So when I turn on the news, and everything is about Donald Trump and his mental health. And this is starting to get ridiculous. And I think the pendulum is going to swing. And I'm not saying ridiculous with Donald Trump or Hillary. They're politicians. They have to get on TV. They're going to be doing some real wacky stuff. What's getting ridiculous is where we're getting our information and what is being fed to us in the media. And this has been a problem for years, but I mean, there are things going on right now and it's not being covered. I mean, when was the last time you heard about what's going on with Ebola? If it wasn't for me on my show bringing up, you know, if there's still smoldering cases or what the latest is, you wouldn't know. No one's covering that. All right, I know health news is not very exciting, and I understand that in order to have a big network, you know, news outlet, you need to have sponsors and advertisers. But I mean, can I just say, as a consumer, I don't want to hear about Bill Clinton. Yeah, I don't want to hear about, you know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton anymore. Give me a week off. Give me 1 week of non-election. I am really hating this election right now. I am so burned out of it, and I need to know what the hell is going on. And I think the reason why is when you turn on the news and you see them bringing up, okay, well, you know, we're still talking about the Hillary emails, or we're still talking about, and I understand why it's important. Trust me, very important. Okay, we cannot have somebody who we can't trust and can't get security clearance in the office in the White House, and we can't have somebody that you know is mentally ill in the White House. So I understand why this is something being debated. I'm not saying neither of them have mental illness or whatever, but this is obviously something that's worthy of debate. But is it worthy of consuming all the breaking headline news? I mean, that and is it worthy of preventing us from knowing what the hell else is going on? Okay, I think the stabbing in London was very important to know, especially as we try to move forward and progress with, you know, gun safety and gun violence. Okay, we've now had a few different attacks that have had nothing to do with a gun, where people were slaughtered with either a car or a knife, or I think a week or two ago, was it a machete? All right, don't you think we need to know about this? I mean, where is the news where it's bulleted and it goes, look, guys, this is what's up? I mean, I don't think I want people's opinion Yeah, I know it could be interesting. And every now and then, you know, I want to hear, you know, like Scott Kelly from NASA. Cool guy. Love to hear what he has to say. You know, or, you know, I mean, every now and then, yeah, I would love to see a special guest. You know, I'd love to watch Michael Fassbender in a 5-minute interview. But when I turn on the news, give us the gosh darn news. Okay? And don't twist it. Don't yellow journalism. Don't, you know, bias it. Don't go, well, you know, I'm tired of this. Okay, we got some heavy poop coming our way. All right, we're, you know, talking about our immigration and how many refugees we've taken and how ISIS is already within the United States and how we have, even if they aren't within our borders, we have the radicalization from outside and we have, you know, we have shootings or, I mean, almost every day right, you know, now. Every day somebody is getting killed or something, and I understand there's shootings that happen every day, I get that. But these mass killings are happening almost on a daily basis. And the only thing anybody could talk about right now is Donald Trump and his mental illness. So I don't mind you asking me, I mean, do I think he has a mental illness? Personally, looking at him, I don't think he suffers from any of the major DSM, five diagnoses or criteria. Okay? You know, does he have some narcissistic behavior? Absolutely. Does Hillary? Yeah. Could either of them have OCD? I don't know. And I personally don't care. I'm worried if somebody is going to want to push the red button, and I understand that's not how it works, but you know what I'm saying, figuratively, on a whim. I'm worried if somebody has a death wish. I'm worried if somebody, you know, it's not even the mental illness that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned, are there any ulterior motives for getting into the White House such that it could advance a certain agenda? I mean, these are the things I'm concerned about. And yes, please air your thoughts, media, you know, but let's move on. And what's happening is the media realizes that they can manipulate the election. And they have a lot of power. And when you have power such as that, and I'm not picking on any particular media outlets, any of them, right, left, whatever. Okay, they have a lot of power. And we see that because Donald Trump beat out a lot of candidates, good candidates, out of the primary. Whether he deserves to be there or not is up for debate, but, you know, because of the media, he got to where he is. The media is very, very powerful. And for any of us that get to be in the media, we are thanking God every day we get to be in the media. It is such a gift because you have an audience. Unfortunately, with that power comes great responsibility. And I am starting to see more and more a haphazard use of that power when we have so many crises going on. You know, you know, to answer to your question, no, I don't think he actually suffers from any particular illness, but I wouldn't mind if any presidential candidate gets evaluated. I think it's a great idea. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
You following any of the third party stuff?
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know
you
what?
Just, pay attention to it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak.
Jill
to
Stein are the two big ones, but Daryl Castle from the Constitutional Party is probably more representation of conservative.
How much sass you want?
Real conservative, not like Republican.
Employees help or tackling all of the world's problems.
And then there's an interesting new party that's come to the scene recently called the Transhuman Party, which is
Dr. Dahlia
really interesting, and I don't know how they don't really have much of a chance, but I like talking about them just because there's finally somebody out there that kind of represents the tech savvy, because we haven't had, it's all a bunch of old people that don't know how to, like, they have a problem with their computer, and they probably call somebody, and somebody just says, have you tried turning it off and on? Like, I feel like that's most of our government, so.
Call 605-477-3713.
Attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Leviquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. problem. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have a TV show or a radio program when you're running. But if you end up getting some notoriety from that, I mean, that's what happened to Donald Trump. He was on The Apprentice. He was the guy, you know, you remember, you're fired. Everybody said it. I knew some autistic kids that, like, that was their insult at the time, you know. You're fired. No, you need to be in time. You're fired. Like,
they can be symptoms.
And so, like, he was media presence. And I think that he, that's why people think he's big and rich and amazing and awesome is because he perpetuated that image. So if anybody got a TV show and did something with it, I don't think it'd be a bad thing. It's just when you decide to finally run for president, you're going to have to...
...and cures from AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse.
I don't know if you'd necessarily upset them that much, because, I mean, you have to be a really big blip on the radar for them, too.
$20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
I don't know how much longer Clintons are going to have power. I don't think... The way it looks like it's so rigged that Hillary can't lose, no matter how popular Donald Trump is. And I don't think that that's going to be a good thing. If she does win, I think...
To the healthy libido.
If she does win and there's not rioting in the streets, there's something much deeper and incredibly wrong with America.
At the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877.
I haven't seen a single yard sign for her. She hasn't done anything. Like, she
878-4203.
All she does is buy out news organizations and have them run stories about her that aren't, you know, terrible, and then somebody else pays for terrible news about her. So, like, that's the only thing she's got going for her. That, and of course, buying out the DNC, which is abominable.
Are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Andy, I want to move on and I want to talk about the latest in Zika, and we got a lot of health headlines. But Andy writes, Donald Trump does suffer from mental illness. Narcissist's personality disorder, NPD, is a mental illness. Okay, so, okay, fine. Let's really quickly talk about what narcissistic personality disorder is, okay? Because I think he's narcissistic, but so is Hillary. I mean, let's look at some of these definitions. Hold on a second here. Let me pull this up. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but it's obviously in the forefront. And for, I mean, if any of you want to chime in as well, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, what mental illness would you draw the line? Okay? in terms of allowing somebody to become our president. Let me see here. Okay, hold on. We have here a Representative Karen Bass, who is, I think, a California Democrat, who is a physician assistant and a clinical instructor. Oh, she was a physician assistant. I like physician assistants, but she's a Democratic representative from California, and I believe she is starting a petition called Change.org. And she says, Mr. Trump appears to exhibit all the symptoms of the mental disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. So that's probably what Andy's talking about, and you guys are seeing in the news. She laid out the 9 symptoms, which are grandiose sense of self-importance. Okay. And again, I'm not saying this trying to be, you know, pro Trump or pro Hillary, but I mean you see this in both. And now I just had a problem with the web page. Okay, so many of these so like for the narcissist's personality disorder, you would have, let me see what else, I apologize. This is okay, so from my own memory, these you have more of a delicate psyche, where you can't be turned down. You have to always be admired. She says a preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, a belief that he or she is special and can only be understood by others with a similar status. I mean, you could, if you really wanted to, use that for Hillary in the emails. A requirement of excessive admiration, a sense of entitlement, interpersonal exploitation, lack of empathy. I mean, if we want to be fair, during the Benghazi hearings, when, you know, Hillary said, what difference does it make? I mean, it showed a lack of empathy, even though I understand what she was trying to say. So you see, you can say this about anybody. Envy of others, an arrogant or haughty behavior. The problem I have with calling, you know, saying Donald Trump has narcissistic personality disorder as a diagnosis is he's in showbiz. And, you know, this television show Apprentice, okay, is another form of manipulation. Okay, I mean, you know, when you're hearing stories of Donald Trump, you know, talking to the cops, talking to people, you know, taking over people's mortgages, you know, I mean, that's not sounding like a narcissist. But when you watch a episode of The Apprentice, well, yeah, I mean, that's his TV personality. I mean, I try to be as myself, as much of myself as possible on air, you know, until, you know, management's like, okay, you know, really? Okay, can you try to act like a doctor? This is who I am. This is how I act. This is how I, you know. But, you know, when it comes to certain settings, I mean, you know, if I ever was in the White House, would I really be making jokes? Okay, about, I don't know, what do I make fun of? I make fun of a lot of things. I mean, well, no, I'm going to be, you know, presidential. And so, you know, if the TV personality Donald Trump is what is getting us to watch him in the media, then this is just another media circus saying he has narcissistic personalities, or maybe he is a narcissist. I mean, when you make that much money and you own that many buildings and you've done that much, you know, good for people from a construction and an economic standpoint, and, you know, you have accolades and a lot of business accolades and you've, you know, created jobs for people, et cetera. Yeah, you're gonna walk around like your poop doesn't stink. All right, and I think Obama did the same thing. He was a community leader. I don't know what he did, but, you know, whatever he did, he felt he accomplished so well that, you know, he had arrogance and he had, and, you know, some people want that, though. All right? You know, people don't want to see a president. You know, there's been a lot of pictures of, you know, President Obama shooting the hoops, and I like that kind of stuff. You know, I love seeing President Obama being, you know, one of the guys. I love that, but a lot of people don't. They don't want to see the humanistic view or the humanistic angle. Okay, they want, you know, Donald Trump, even if, let's say, okay, and this is far-fetched, let's say he really does sit in the house, you know, sit on the couch in his underwear watching sports and, you know, drinking beer and, you know, that's not his hair and he wears a baseball cap. Or, I mean, would you want him to be the next president? Would you want the world seeing that? You know, beer guzzling, sitting on the couch in his underwear type of guy. No way. And you won't see that. Even if he does sit on the couch in his underwear. And he has every right to. You're not going to see that. Okay? You're not going to see Hillary Clinton trying to get on a pair of Spanx. And I don't want them to air that. One, I don't want to see it, but two, I don't want the world seeing that. Right now, we need to project an image. It doesn't matter which president, okay, whoever's going to win, we need to project an image that whoever wins, these other countries who are messing with us and who are hacking us and who are, economically ruining us or who are killing our citizens, that they are going to be in a heap of trouble. Now, one person I had talked to about Hillary and her, the concern that, you know, she runs Washington and she has all this control for an election. I mean, if I was a political analyst and she won, let's say, okay, I would send that type of a message to the other. I mean, if you look at either candidate, yeah, Hillary may not look as scary. But if she really does run Washington and she really was able to, you know, control the FBI and get through this whole email scandal and security issue and foundation stuff unscathed, Benghazi, etc., well, that's pretty scary. That woman's got a lot of power. So that's pretty scary. So that's a positive. Same thing with Donald Trump. If people think that he is... He is building up this appearance where, you know, you mess with him, he will drop a nuke. Again, maybe it'll scare the other countries. I don't know. What we don't want is other countries thinking either candidate is a joke. And unfortunately, they are watching this political process and laughing. You know, when Obama was going after Hillary, And gutsy to do so, and he was successful. And the things they said about each other, people have those sound clips, and they bring it back, and they'll play them. So now we have Hillary being the devil and inept and et cetera. And, you know, okay, yeah, maybe she is inept, and I know we have to talk about that. But we've got to figure out a way to not be the laughingstock of the world. And we are. So now the debate is, okay, well, this narcissistic personality disorder. All right, so what are some other DSM-5 criteria? Exaggerated sense of self-importance. Okay, do we really want to be sending a message to the world that Donald Trump's self-importance is exaggerated? Okay? I mean, if he knows how to take a building, build a building and take one down, and he knows how to build a company and crush a company, okay, let's give him credit for that and let that be known. Okay, let the facts be known, but to circle a myth, okay, that it's, I mean, you know, whatever, you know, he deserves to take credit for, let him take credit for that. Because again, if he does become our next president, even though he's having problems with the polls, we need other countries to know that. Expecting to be recognized as superior, even without achievements that warrant it. All right, and that's a shame. You'll have people say, yeah, I am the one that fixed the AIDS crisis. Well, no, you didn't. That's narcissistic. When you exaggerate your achievements and talents. So when I sit here and I go, I am the best singer ever, okay, that's being narcissistic. Okay, but I don't. I go, I stink. Okay, so nobody could ever accuse me of that. And we've already talked about the fantasies. Taking advantage of others to get what you want. Who would that be? Hillary or Trump? Having an inability or unwillingness to recognize the needs and feelings, being envious of others and believing others envy you. Well, what about the DNC emails regarding Bernie Sanders? When do you see a doctor? Well, here's the problem, okay? If this is preventing you from holding a job, and it's preventing you from having a healthy relationship, and you are not able to physically handle the rejections, you're going to have to see a doctor for this, absolutely. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's about time. Human trials are beginning for Zika vaccines. Yay! They're finally working on the Zika vaccine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases have injected two human volunteers with an experimental DNA-based Zika vaccine. So rather than a virus that has been attenuated to the point where it can't really hurt you or being a killed form of the virus, they're actually using a DNA-based vaccine. I'll talk about that in a sec. This is according to Director Anthony Fauci, announced today, a month ahead of its projected schedule for vaccine development. He says if it's a home run, we'll know very quickly. Then, if it's successful, they're going to go right into phase two trials. Human trials of another DNA-based vaccine created by Inovio Pharmaceuticals started in Miami a few days ago. But Fauci stressed that those DNA inserts are different from the ones his agency is using. He says this vaccine includes a small piece of DNA with genes that code for Zika virus proteins. It's injected via a coil spring injector into the deltoid muscle of the arm, which is, you know, the arm, where you usually get a flu shot, where the body cells read the DNA, and then they read the DNA and create virus-like particles that would activate the immune system to create antibodies. So about a total of 80 volunteers aged 18 to 35 are going to receive this vaccine by the end of August at three study sites in Bethesda, Maryland, Baltimore, and Atlanta. Oh, Bethesda, Maryland. Yes. Oh, I love Bethesda. It's gorgeous. Gosh. Volunteers will be broken into three groups that will receive the same dose at different intervals over a 20-week period. After the first injection, volunteers are going to be required to return for follow-up visits following a 44-week period to monitor their health. The agency stressed the safety of the vaccine, noting that DNA vaccines do not contain any of the infectious material, so they cannot cause a vaccinated individual to become infected with Zika, and they have been shown to be safe in previous clinical trials for other diseases. So, and I know some people are like, well, what, can't the DNA and, you know, the genetic material incite, you know, the gene to produce, you know, bad Zika that can then turn around? I mean, we're assuming that they have it very, very well mapped, and they know exactly what the DNA codes for, which, can I just say, is pretty damn cool for them to do that. You know, like give me DNA so that, you know, my periods aren't bad anymore. I mean, that would be pretty, pretty cool. Or so I would lose weight. They say if preliminary results show effectiveness, we're going to move from a phase one to a phase two trial. But get this, they do not have enough money to plan and administer the phase two study. He says Congress needs to act on the Obama administration's request for additional funding to fight Zika. So there's been a lot of back and forth on the Republicans obstructing funding for the Zika virus. I would personally like to see the bill. Okay, if you guys have a one-paragraph sentence saying we're going to appropriate this money, okay, and we're going to take it from some of the waste that's, you know, currently in Washington, I'll sign that bill. I think anybody would sign that bill. I'm a little concerned that the reason why it's being stalled is you got a whole bunch of other crap in there. All right, well, we will fund Zika, but we will take away funding for whatever. So, unfortunately, that's politics. If phase two happens as planned, the earliest the vaccine might be used would be in early 2017. They say the target of the vaccine will be women of childbearing age and their sexual partners to protect their unborn children from birth defects. As we know, Zika has been responsible for microcephaly, where babies are born with very small brains and heads, hearing issues, vision issues, developmental disorders, etc. So, I mean, we really need the vaccine, and we need them, like, done. I mean, as quickly as possible. It's a very, very frustrating thing for you and I to sit here and talk and listen to this where, or, you know, we're behind the eight. We are so behind the eight ball with all of these. We were behind the eight ball when it came to Ebola, and, I mean, here we are again. I mean, Zika's been around since the 50s. I mean, they discovered it in the 40s, and illnesses have been around since the 50s, but no, nobody, because there was no market for it. Let's just really quickly review what these stages of vaccine development are. Okay, so the major stages that they have are the preclinical development and then the clinical development. So you guys are going to be hearing those terms, and it sounds all really clinical and really, really smart, but basically you got the pre and then the current. All right, so the pre is where they basically do lab assays and they test things on animals. The part of the preclinical is the identification of the relevant antigens, the screening, like them figuring out what DNA they're going to, you know, which DNA they're going to use for this DNA vaccine. They're going to create the vaccine concept in the preclinical development, which is why, you know, you may hear some stories. Well, this is a preclinical idea of we vaccinate, against Alzheimer's by finding a way to prevent amyloid from being created or deposited. That would be under this preclinical. Then they evaluate the vaccine efficacy in test tubes in animals that does not include humans. And then they start to manufacture using good manufacturing practice standards. So they got to follow guidelines, and that's all preclinical development. As you see, a lot of money's being spent. That's all costly. They got to identify. So here they are, they're identifying the DNA. How cheap is that? They got to create the concept. They got to hire people to put this stuff in writing and to pitch it to people. They have to evaluate the vaccine. So before they can even get paid, this is why they got to wait for grants. Somebody has to give them money to do this. Then we move into the clinical development. So this is the clinical phase right now where we got our phase one and our phase two. And usually it covers four stages over several years. So the initial clinical trials, phase one, start with human. And then part of the later phases have to do with the production of it and the distribution. And, you know, there's other phases of it, too. I mean, you know, you can make a vaccine, but then how do you mass produce it? You know, and then how do you distribute it and how do you educate? So there's other parts to that. They say clinical development is built on rigorous ethical principles of informed consent from volunteers with an emphasis on vaccine safety and efficacy. So this phase one clinical trial that they're doing right now with the Zika vaccine, there are these small scale trials, like you saw 80 people, and they need to assess whether the vaccine is safe in humans. And if it even works, does it produce an immune response? So, sometimes they will separate this phase one clinical trial into an A and a B. They talk about here in uvaccine.eu, like for diseases of poverty, there's like trials in European volunteers and then populations in developing countries. And so when you have the healthy group that you're hoping to get good results in, that's your 1A. And then when you're, you know, trying it in a more targeted, for example, they're not going to be trying this Zika vaccine on pregnant women. They're not going to do that. They're going to be doing it on healthy volunteers just to see if they mount a response. Then your phase 1B starts to, you know, can include, if they do that, people where it's a target population. Phase 2 clinical trials are what we need more money for. They are a lot larger. And now they want to know, was the vaccine effective? Okay? And so they need to have a scenario where somebody is getting exposed artificially to the disease, and they need to see if that vaccine actually worked. During this process, they still have to study side effects, they still have to study its safety, and they still have to study the immune response. Then vaccines progress to phase three, and I apologize, I'm having some computer issues. Phase 3 basically is where now it's a larger scale, looking at hundreds of subjects, either across several sites or maybe several states or several countries. And now with phase 3, we want to see, rather than artificial, natural. So a phase 3 would be, okay, let's try in Puerto Rico or Miami, having these test subjects who live there, let's give them this vaccine and see if it works. They may still avoid pregnant people with this, okay? Of course, they're always watching safety, they're always watching efficacy. And then the final phase 4 is the licensing and the introduction into use and the post-marketing surveillance and watching to see if there were any adverse effects post-marketing. So you guys just learned about the stages of vaccine development. Pretty damn cool. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are creating National Blood Donation Week in response to the very severe blood shortages that just don't seem to be covered enough because we're dealing with so much of the election. And we're talking about some life-saving blood that we need. And when there's blood starting to become very, very thin and anemic on the shelves, no pun intended, what happens if you or I, God forbid, are in an accident or we deal with another mass casualty? We need to donate blood in times of good, not in times of crisis, because it takes a little bit for them to be able to screen the blood processes and get it ready to the medical centers. National Blood Donation Week is September 4th through September 10th. We're working with American Red Cross, United Blood Services, blood banks all across the United States, like One Blood, American Blood Centers, Bone Feast, Inland Northwest, Lifestream, LifeServe, Texoma, Central Jersey Blood Center, Tissue and Blood Center of Central Texas. We are working with as many groups as possible, and we need your help. If you could donate blood, don't even wait till National Blood Donation Week. Donate blood now, if you can. If you cannot donate blood, we sure could use you hosting a drive. So reach out to me at drdahlia.com. Okay? And we will get that set up. Another thing I'm working on is many of you are fans of Jerry Doyle. I lost a brother. Jerry Doyle was my big brother, big radio brother. And we were close. And he, I wouldn't be here today and, you know, having a working studio and having the guts to do what I do if he wasn't so supportive like he was. And so he has passed, and we still don't have details on his untimely passing. He was also on Babylon 5, nationally syndicated host, multiple TV stints, and actor, philosopher, comedian, everything. We're going to be holding a tribute in Las Vegas. Right now we're currently working on a venue. My buddy LJ Harness, many of you know him, great drummer, wonderful guy, very close, is helping us organize this. And so we'll keep you guys posted for any of you that would like to either come or would like to express some wishes, because we really love Jerry. All right. So U.S. Health Insurer Banner Health has written to 3.7 million customers to tell them, and this is not a message they want, that their data might have been stolen after a cyber attack. The breach could have targeted data on patients, physicians, and health plans. An investigation revealed that attackers may have also accessed payment card data at Banner Health food and drink outlets. The firm has hired a forensics team to help it secure its systems. According to Banner Health, patient and health plan information potentially stolen in the breach could contain name, birth date, and address, social security number, physician's name, claims, and health insurance information. And what's on a claim? Your diagnosis. Well, it's in a code. So, they can figure out a code. 401.1 was the ICD-9 for hypertension. I-10 is the ICD-10 for hypertension. After a while, you memorize these things. They say personally identifiable information, including addresses and social security numbers belonging to physicians, healthcare providers, may have also been leaked. The payment data that may have been stolen includes cardholder names and card expiration dates, like your MasterCard. Customers at certain locations who made food and drink payments in the 2 weeks between June 23rd and July 7th might be affected. So they're immediately, they've immediately launched an investigation, hired leading forensics teams. They are taking steps to block the cyber attackers. Why aren't everybody doing these steps now? I don't think you can. They've also contacted law enforcement. Gosh, there was somebody. I think there was a medical student I heard about years ago who, was a victim of identity theft. And so what happened was he, I think he applied for medical school. And he had a pretty long criminal record. He said, but that's not me. That's my biggest fear. There's some record of prostitution or something. Contrary to what people think, no. Never. Good girl. Not one thing on my record. And I'm so afraid that somebody's going to, you know, steal my... And then how do you fix that? And how do you prove? How do you prove that you were, you know, a good girl. Hard to say. Yeah. I don't know. And then you have some people out there going, well, I have a record, and, yeah, please hack me and erase everything on there. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. And you know what? There's going to be no way to stop this from happening. We're all going electronic. Everything has to be electronic. You can't have paper records in this day and age. Paper, you know, mind you, I like the idea of saving the trees. I really do. You know, I hope we do start to see more Amazon rainforest growth as a result of us using so much, you know, computers. I don't even see stationery sets anymore. You know, where you write a letter and then you spray it with perfume to send it to your guy that you like, that you want him smelling something so pretty with your lipstick all over it and glitter. Like, guys want that. Like, guys want a frilly, perfumey smelling piece of paper with a bunch of lipstick on it, and then they have to read. Yeah?
Wouldn't be so bad as long as it doesn't have the glitter on it. No glitter.
I know.
Anti-glitter man right here.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, you know, and I'm not saying this to be stereotypical, but do guys even like to read letters? I mean, don't you just want, like, a one sentence, just, you know, bullet points for me?
It depends on how well they are or how good they are at writing. I mean, like, if it's an interesting, well-written letter, I'd like it. If it's, you know, you can't even finish the whole word, I'll pass. Or if it's super, I don't know, unconnected, like, I don't feel like there's any substance to it. Yeah. I just feel like, man, you're just kind of writing romantic dribble to write romantic dribble. But if you genuinely have feelings, then sure, it could be a good read.
I mean, I would write poems to Corey, but I would make them funny. I would make them funny, and you know, his poems, just like me, they have to rhyme. He will not read a poem that's a haiku or where it's like, I was walking, wandering down the forest, and how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to be breadth and depth and height my soul could reach. He doesn't like that kind of stuff. But, I once was a woman from Nantucket. Oh, he'll read that. So that's what I had to do. I did write him poems. I didn't put any perfume on there. I think I put a piece of a hot dog or something. I mean, he's a guy.
A little meat to bait him in.
Yeah, give him some meat. You know, and that's another thing. Don't send a guy underwear. Okay? They, what are they supposed to do with a pair of panties? If it's around their hand, you know, then people will think they're wearing it, or they have to hide it from their other girlfriend. You know, don't be doing that. You don't want to cause anxiety. Don't send your... Now, see, the problem with me is letters were usually, what, 8 by 11 at the biggest? If I had to put a pair of my underwear in there, I would have to send a UPS box. Okay, sorry. Okay. See, I just made that one up. All right. I used to be skinny. My panties used to look good until the whole 36-hour mama on the run underwear brand I have to wear. All right. Let's move on. Why do Amish kids... Oh, Amish kids are less likely to get asthma. Oh, this is interesting. They're studying the Amish. Oh, good. I want people nice to the Amish. They say two farming-based religious communities that, quote-unquote, shun modern ways have dramatically different childhood asthma rates. The goal was to find an explanation for why asthma is so uncommon among Amish communities. So children run barefoot in dairy farms, barns, and farm fields. So blood samples, house dust, and mice experiments revealed some quote-unquote tantalizing clues suggesting something in the dust was protecting the Amish children. The study was published in Thursday's New England Journal of Medicine. It involved 60 school-aged children, 30 each from an Amish community in Middlebury, Indiana, and from a Hutterite colony in Mitchell, South Dakota. Anyway, so they're studying, and they found, none of the kids had asthma. I mean, not all Amish kids, but that's pretty damn. So maybe that's what we need to do. We need to be barefoot, you know, enjoy nature. 1-877 Doc Dollar, don't go away.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.